With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of Romans, chapter number 12. We're continuing our study on the subject dealing with the will of God. And we've been looking for the last several broadcasts at understanding the will of God. You see, we will never be able to undertake the will of God until we understand the will of God. In our study, I pointed out to you that we first need to understand that there is the printed public will of God. By the word printed, we mean it's in the Bible. By the word public, we mean that this is for everybody. You do not have to pray about it. If the Bible teaches it, when the Word of God is rightly divided, then it's God's will that you do what this Bible teaches us to do. Then I pointed out to you that in that public will of God, that it is the will of God that all men be saved. It is the will of God that all who are saved be separated. It is the will of God that all who are saved and separated are spirit-filled. And it is the will of God that all who are saved, separated, spirit-filled, serve the Lord in the church and in the calling that God calls them to do. So there is the public printed will of God, which is for everyone. Then I pointed out to you that there is the personal will of God. What I mean by that is God has chosen different purposes for each of us in our lives in serving Him. There are those who God gives the ability to sing. Some He does not. There are those whom God gives the ability to teach. Some He does not give that ability. Then there are those whom God calls to preach, and He does not call everyone to preach. I mentioned the fact that God has a personal will concerning what church we're a member of and what part we play in the operation of that local church. I mentioned to you that there's a personal will of God concerning your companion. And if you're already married, it's the will of God that you stay with the one you're married to. But if you're not married, then you need to seek God's will in finding the right companion. And then I pointed out to you that there's a will of God concerning your career and your calling. These are personal. And then there is the progressive will of God. And as I left the air on yesterday, I was dealing with this fact. I am convinced the good will of God is to be saved. Then the acceptable will of God is progression. It is growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read the verse of Scripture again, and then I will deal with it. The Bible said in Romans chapter number 12, verse number 2, the Bible said, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And may I say again, the good will of God is to be saved. The Bible said in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 4, "Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." And then the Bible said again in 2 Peter 3, 9, that He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 9, speaking of Christ, that He by the grace of God should taste death for every man. And friend, it's not the will of God that any die in their sin, but it's a good will of God that every person be saved by the marvelous grace of God. And then I pointed out to you, not only does this verse mention the good will of God, but the Bible said that you may prove what is that acceptable will of God. What is the acceptable will of God? And again, I emphasize, this does not mean that God has two wills for your life. and you can choose between His perfect will and His permissive will. No, you're either in the will of God or you're out of the will of God for your life. And again, I remind you, the will of God means that God has a plan, God has a place, and God has a purpose for you and for your life. And so we found out that the acceptable will of God does not mean that God gives you a choice in His will, but it means that there is to be growth in the will of God. Some listen today that did not listen yesterday, and I feel compelled that I need to say this again. When I preach this in a congregation, I find someone sitting down near the front who has a small child. And I say to that parent, "How's the child doing? Is he all right? Is everything okay?" And most of the time, the parent would say, "Yes, he's okay. He's fine. He's doing great." What they're saying is that that child is doing acceptable for the age that he is. But if that child stayed exactly as he is for the next 5 years, and I return back to that church and the child has not developed any more physically or mentally, but he remains as he was 5 years ago, then that parent would not say that child is doing fine, because he is not now living in the acceptable realm for his age. Now, what God is speaking of here in the acceptable will of God is that we as children of God grow spiritually in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is nothing wrong with being a spiritual baby for a short period of time, but God wants us to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord. There are many people today who found the will of God years ago, but they did not grow. They're still the same spiritually that they were years ago. Friend, I want to say the acceptable, progressive will of God is that you grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been preaching now since 1960. And my friend, you would not expect someone who began preaching on yesterday to preach like I preach. You would not expect someone who is 40 years younger than I am to know what I know. No, my friend. But on the other hand, you would not expect a 60-year-old man to still have no more insight in the Word of God that he had 40 years ago. God, help us to understand it. We're to grow in the acceptable will of God. But not only there's a good will of God that you be saved, there's an acceptable will of God that you progress, you grow. But then there is the perfect will of God. And I know most of the time the expression "the perfect will of God" is used, it simply means that you hit the bullseye. But not so in the Scripture. The word "perfect" here means complete. It means mature. It carries with it the meaning to set out for a goal and then to accomplish that goal, to finish the course. It's the word that Jesus used when he hung on the cross and said, "It is finished." And the word here means to encompass the total will of God for your life as you grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, friend, it is not enough just to be doing something for God. It's not enough to say, "Well, I believe this 40 years ago. I still believe what I believed 40 years ago, and I'm still doing what I did 40 years ago." Now, we ought not change our belief or what we're doing if it's right, but we ought to be able to enlarge our coast and reach a little farther, dig a little deeper, do a little more, have a greater impact, and complete the will of God for our lives. I learned this truth some years ago, and I purposed in my heart, I do not want to stand at the judgment seat of Christ and look back on a half-done job, a half-accomplished will of God. No, my friend, I do not even want to look back on a 90% accomplishment on the will of God. I want to reach out and encompass everything that God has for me. I do not know what all that might entail, but I want to accomplish everything God has for me in my Christian journey. I don't want to leave no task untouched. I want to do what God wills for my life. life. I'm from the country. I was raised on a farm. And I use the expression, if God wants me to operate with an 8-row planter, I don't want to be guilty of just planting 2 rows at a time and ignoring the other 6. I want to reach out and touch everything that God wants me to touch. I want to do everything that God wants me to do. I don't want to miss anything that is God's will for my life. That's what the perfect will of God is. It's being able, when you come down to the end of life's journey and you look back upon your life without regret and say, I wish I'd have gone ahead and done this. I wish I'd have done that for God. Nor to look back with peace in your soul. And though you may not could say, I've been successful and I've been great, I have excelled in all of the things that I've attempted. But to be able to say that I have tried to encompass everything that God wills for my life will be the greatest testimony that one could have when we leave this walk of life. I remind you, it is not the size of our work in the eyes of men, but it is you and I finding, functioning, and fulfilling God's will for our life. To accomplish that is to accomplish the greatest thing you could ever accomplish in life. To miss that is to come short, regardless of how much you might accomplish. So, in understanding the will of God, we must understand that there is the public printed will of God. It's the will of God that all sinners be saved. It's the will of God that all who are saved be separated. It's the will of God that all who are saved and separated be spirit-filled. And it's the will of God that all who are saved be servants of the Lord, serving the Lord in the local church and in the calling that God has given unto them. Then there's a personal will of God for you and your church. What church you're a member of, what you do in that church. There's a personal will of God concerning you and your companion. There's a personal will of God concerning your career and your calling. And then there is the progressive will of God. The good will of God is that you be saved. The acceptable will of God is that you grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the perfect will of God is that you accomplish everything that God wanted you to accomplish in this walk of life. And again, I emphasize, none of us are perfect. And none of us will stand at the judgment seat of Christ having completely fulfilled everything that God willed for our life. But friend, we can sure be about the Father's business, and we can do something about it. The will of God's not beyond our ability. The will of God will not take us beyond the grace of God. And the will of God will not take us beyond the provision of God. So we can accomplish God's will in our life. May God help us to understand the will of God. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.